All right, we are back. Your favorite boys are back. This is the Silver Boy Podcast, and I am your host, Cam Silver.
Here, and I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And Kyle, we had ourselves a pretty good week last week, I'd say.
Yes, we did.
You know, not too much going on. But,
a nice little lull, but still some things to talk about and get into.
Yeah. Kind of rode a little high. Yeah. Watching baseball the other Wednesday. What's his face? Herman, for the pitcher for the Yankees, pitched a no-hitter.
Ooh. Yeah,
27 outs.
All. Okay, Yanks. Yeah. Okay.
And he won 11-0 against the A's, so.
Okay. That's very good. Very good. Yeah. Shout out the Yankees. Hopefully we can get to the playoffs because we don't accept nothing less as Yankee fans.
Not even the playoffs. More so
World Series.
But haven't been there in, like, since, what, 09 at this point? But, yeah. It is what it is, right? It is
Topic
what it
for is. Another day.
I know. But anyway, the NFL, they're starting to hand out suspensions for betting.
Yes, they are.
Got a lot of guys out there are betting. Seen earlier this week, I believe. Earlier this week, the Colts cornerback and kick return, Isaiah Rodgers, has suspended for the season for betting, for allegedly gambling. Players that have been suspended, according to Adam Scheffler, over the two off seasons have been wide receiver Calvin Ridley, safety C.J. Moore, wide receiver Quintez Cephas, I think his name is, defensive end Shaka Tony, and for the 6 games for non-NFL bets but done at work were wide receivers Jameson Williams, Stanley Berryhill, and also one more that just got announced before we even got on this is a Titans offensive tackle. He's suspended for 6 games for a gambling policy for betting on other sports at the workplace. So, and there are other names coming out too that we are waiting on. So
murky situation right there.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I go back and forth on this just a little bit. Only because from a standpoint of the league, I understand why they're doing it, because you're messing, like I said earlier, with the integrity of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, players can throw away games, theoretically. They could, you know, find out inside information from another team, one of their boys or something.
Right.
And bet, you know, even if they take the over, the under. Like, it's so murky.
Yeah,
you can point. There's so many. Yeah, like, yeah.
There's point shaving. There's so much into it. It's like, it's different from, you know, like, me gambling or something like that. Me putting my little, like, $10 in on, like, a game is for this guy to do this or this guy to do that, because I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I can sit there and look at the stats, you know what I mean, and see. And, you know, that's a gamble right there, just looking at your stats.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's another thing for me to actually be in those locker rooms, in the office. You know what I mean? Like, talking, you know, okay, such and such has an injury that, you know, he won't put out there. So, or, you know, like, that's, like, minor enough to where it could affect them, but they won't put out there like that. So only I'll know it. So it's something like that, you know. He could point shave. He could put himself for the under. And, you know, he could, you know, kind of sabotage the team. So
pretty much, yes.
Yeah, so it sucks.
It sucks from the standpoint, like, how the NFL is so into the gambling now.
Yeah.
They got a team in Las Vegas. Like, you already know, like, what goes on in Las Vegas.
Right.
Let's talk about it. Like, you understand?
And then the states themselves are regulating
exactly. it. Exactly. More and more states are coming out, like, you know, regulating it. And so it's just, I see a problem with it, but also I kind of don't. But, I mean, you got to have protections in place if you're in a league.
Oh, yeah.
In order to keep the standard of the game intact.
Right.
And not, you know, be worried about players and teams throwing games just to make extra money.
Right.
When they're already making millions of dollars already.
Right.
It's not like we are, and then we put, like you say, you put in your little $10. Like, you know, it's not. They're probably putting in thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
And that messes up. That messes up things.
Mm-hmm.
And things could get real bad. If you really, like, if you want to take it to the extreme, it could get real, real bad.
Right.
You don't know what could happen if somebody loses out on some money and another player, and you never know what could happen.
Yeah, because this is already crazy enough with fans. Like,
exactly.
Fans being your DMs.
Exactly.
On it.
Exactly.
Like, what? Like, I need such and such from you. Like, you bet on, you know, you bet on someone to rush for, like, you know, 100, 150 yards or whatever. you know, they just come up short.
Mm-hmm.
They in your DMs.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know what I mean? They are figuring it out, bro. They are trying to get to you, yo.
They are really trying to get to you, yes.
And it's something also is something that we should also talk about is that it's also affecting college, too. Because, you know, the college kids are betting. You know, you got the college kids betting. They're also going to school with the student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so, like, I'm in your face. Like, I could... You know, talk to
really
you.
Really talk
like,
to you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And like these kids these days are reckless.
Yeah.
They'll talk to you anyway they want to talk to you.
Of course. Especially when you're, you know, a high-profile athlete.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you got to protect your image. You got to protect mm-hmm. yourself. So, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like the NIL where they just put this thing in and then they're like, all right, cool. Everybody should be happy with it. That is here now. But then they forgot to put regulations into
mm-hmm.
it. And then I think that's what it is now. Like now... Guys just have to understand, like, you can't do this,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things that
there is, like, a key rule that, you know, the gambling policy, like, the league officials, like, emphasizing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the rules is don't play daily fantasy football. And I read that, and I just started laughing because I feel like fantasy football is pretty harmless if you...
Yeah, you would say it's
somewhat harmless.
Right.
You know,
I play fantasy football,
mm-hmm.
and, you know...
I mean,
depending on what kind of league you're in, some of them are free. Some
exactly.
of them, you know, you put in your you know, 10,
you
put, 20,
you got
100,
a pot. To
yeah,
like,
whatever.
I mean,
yeah.
So I can understand from that, but it's just, I don't know. I just found that. I found that one in particular very funny.
Yeah.
Daily fantasy football. I felt so random to me.
That one was off, right?
It felt random.
That one was off.
Compared to these other five, don't bet on the NFL. Don't gamble at your team facility while traveling to a road game, staying at a team hotel. Don't have someone bet for you. Don't share team inside information, which is what we talked about. Like, that's dangerous. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Like, these are standard things that should be in place. If you're in place to make millions of dollars, I don't think you really need to be betting.
Exactly.
You like, what are you gonna get out of it?
You're already making the money because you're already at the game.
You're
so.
Playing. All you got to do is play, bro.
Yeah, you're playing
like,
in the
it.
Game.
That's it. So I guess we'll see how the league handles that moving forward.
Yeah, hopefully
more players are most definitely probably coming out.
Yeah, hopefully soon enough we can get once we get all the names, we'll do an article on it, and then you mm-hmm. guys can check that out. We'll make sure to send that out to everybody.
Yes, sir.
But moving on, NFL's training camp is soon, and basically in a couple weeks because we are entering into July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Giants starts, the rookies start, I believe, on the 18th for okay. the Giants. The Jets, the rookies start on the 19th. And so the whole team starts on the 19th for the Jets, and the veterans will come back on the 25th. So... By the 25th, when the veterans are supposed to come back, do you think Barkley will have a contract by then? Because they have to get one soon. Unless or else he has to play on that tag.
I'll be honest. I don't think he's going to get that contract.
I hope so.
I hope so. You don't think I hope so? I pay the man. I said this, pay the man.
Because they have such... Because, you know, it is good faith in the way that both, you know... The front office, with the way that Saquon has talked about it, is both. You can tell that it's in good faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of the number,
mm-hmm.
and it's a matter of, you know, the sacrifices. You know what Barkley has. You know how Barkley feels compensated. You know, is it worth it for
what
him?
What he feels like he do can the, bring to the team,
right? Do the Giants feel like it's worth it for them as well? So, it's
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's
yeah.
very weird. I don't know. I think it's in good faith, like you said, but
right.
I don't know if they get the deal done because I think they should have got it done by now.
A while ago, yeah.
I think they should have got it done by now.
Yeah, I think one encouraging thing that I did see was I did see a report from Bleacher Report, if I'm not mistaken, the other day where it said that Daniel Jones was working out with Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
So that's encouraging to see that, you know, he's still. Engaged with his teammates, you know, especially, you know, the captain, the one,
yes,
you know,
yes,
the one that they made sure got paid. So I believe, you know, by the time I forgot the date that it is, I want to say it's like July 11th or 15th. It's one of the
early
it's
like July. Yeah.
It's before training camp, obviously.
Yes.
that where you had to where they had to sign it where they had to sign or at least get a contract signed mm-hmm. before the franchise tag kicks in.
Yes, I think it's important that you do that though, because then we're gonna get into a conversation if he should play on the franchise tag and if he will play on it.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
That's because he's making it seem like he won't play on it.
Right.
Like, to me.
And I don't blame him.
I don't either.
I don't blame him for it. Because it's dangerous to do so.
It really is. It really is. I don't know. I hope they get something done. Should have been done, but they still got some time.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Also, Dalvin Cook, where do you think he'll go?
I see a lot of talks around in the Jets, man.
Jets now?
A lot of talks.
That's interesting to me because you still have Breece Hall.
Got Breece Hall. Israel. Israel, Abanikanda, Mike Carter.
Snap, I forgot they have Mike Carter.
Donovan Knight, but he's returning from a torn ACL. No, Hall is returning from a torn ACL, excuse me. That backfield is a little crowded.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And plus, Hall, before Hall tore his ACL, Hall was going to be Rookie of the Year.
Breece Hall is nice.
Yeah.
Breece Hall is very, very nice.
So if he comes back, I'm not saying like the first season he's going to come back and be, you know, him again, but if he comes back and he starts showing glimpses of who he can be mm-hmm. and who he was before, mm-hmm. that's going to be more of like a waste of a signing. For Cook and for the Jets, in my opinion.
I can see who you're coming from with that.
But I understand why they're doing it, because it's an insurance policy at mm-hmm. this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when Dalvin Cook is healthy, Dalvin Cook is it's the top five running back, in my opinion. If you look at it, I don't know. If you look at it, I got CMC, Saquon. I'll put
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
I might put Derrick Henry over Christian, but Christian offers more. Yeah, no. Dalvin.
Yeah, Dalvin is up there.
Yeah,
you know, Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
We could talk about, you know, Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel, you know, he's up there.
Yes.
He's up there. So I feel like he should just go somewhere where he's productive, where he's going to be the most productive. Maybe, you know, like the Patriots, like the Dolphins, you know, any other team that's, like, really hungry for a starting running back.
Yeah, we talked about this, like, how we kind of think that Miami would be the better fit for him.
Oh yeah,
in my opinion too.
Yeah, if you want to win now mm-hmm. situation, yeah, you know, and where you're gonna have the most contribution. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like it'll be Miami.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go to the Patriots. You never know. You could turn that thing around too.
You could.
But it's hard to tell though.
It's hard to tell this early into the season.
Yeah,
we should see. We'll see.
Yeah, this early in all season.
All
right?
Season, yes, yes.
But yeah, I think soon enough he'll pick somewhere to go.
Yeah.
But now, moving on to the NBA. So the NBA draft was last Thursday. Looked like a complete success from everything that I've seen. You know, the top three went exactly how we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Victor, Brandon Miller, and then Scoot Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of talks around that Scoot Henderson pick. You know, where's Portland going to trade it? You know, now that they have the rights to Scoot Henderson, are there other teams out there that might want him? It's a very tough situation. I feel like at this point, you know, if Dame really wants out, Dame's just going to have to say something.
Yeah.
And I understand. I feel like, for me, the way that I look at it right now, I feel like Dame is kind of looking at it where he's like, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to just, you know, come out and be like, oh, yeah, I want to trade, because he doesn't want to come out as, like, the bad guy. But then I don't think he also realizes we've been watching him for so long. We've been watching him in all these big moments that we would love as a whole basketball community. We would love as a whole just to see him propel himself into that next level.
Yes, like at least make the conference finals.
Yeah.
You know.
And be competitive, because the last time that they did it, when it was Curry and them, mm-hmm. they got swept.
Swept. Out the building.
Right.
I want to say how I think it's kind of funny, like, just from a media standpoint, and, like, you know, even, like, how we talk about these athletes over these last, like, let's just say decade-ish. How we condemn these players for forming these super teams. We condemn KD. We condemn, you LeBron. Know, LeBron. Pretty much those two, but even other people, how, like, we're looking at this Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant thing. Like, mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But then now you hear so much about, we want Damian Lillard out, like, as a, you know, in the media, like, everybody wants to see Damian Lillard win. And then, but then also, like I said, a couple decades ago, it was like we were condemning players for not staying.
Right.
We can't have it both ways. We can't. So I respect Damian Lillard for wanting to stay and showing that he wants to win in Portland.
Yeah.
And he's not looking for the easy way out, quotation. But at a certain point, you got to do what's best for you. And if it is about winning a championship, like truly winning a championship, you got to put yourself in a better position right. to do that.
Yeah.
And Portland has to put themselves and Damian Lillard in a better position to do it as well.
Right.
Because
yeah.
now that I'm looking at like the whole Scoot Henderson draft, you got Damian Lillard, Anthony Simmons, and then Scoot. That's kind of like small. Like Scoot big, but he's not 6'9", 240.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that was just the thing that I was trying to justify with, you know, the whole 2 versus 3 debate. Like, you know, like, Brandon Miller, in my opinion, is going to be more of an NBA-ready player.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come in, you know, he's going to knock down his shots. He's going to find his shots easily. I feel, you know, I've been comparing him to, you know, more of a Brandon Ingram,
mm-hmm.
more so to mm-hmm. speak. You know, I feel like his lowest he could be a Brandon Ingram, his highest he could be like a KD.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, you know, and then we're going to Scoot Henderson. I love Scoot. His energy... intangibles. Everything about him is amazing. He's a coach's dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's gonna give you everything. He not only does he talk the talk, but he can walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that the undersized backcourt. That's the thing now. You know, you're not gonna be able to get away with
it. Exactly. You're not gonna be able to.
The guards are big. The West is big. You know. We could start at the top with Denver Nuggets, and we can make our way all the way down to a team like, you know, to the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are big, man. You know?
Yeah. Amen Thompson, he's going to be nice. So,
Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter business. Jr. on the Rockets by themselves, you know. The Lakers are looking to sign back D'Lo and then get Austin Reeves back. You know, Denver has Jamal Murray and, you know, KCP. You know, you go to Sacramento with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk. The list goes on and on and on.
The Rockets need to start to solidify themselves as a young up-and-coming team.
I think they will with Ime Udoka.
Yes.
That's going to be easy.
Yes.
That's going to be easy as day with Ime.
It should be.
And they got the most cap space. They got $60 million in cap space. They're going to control the market.
They are. They are. But it's important now that they got to get some vets.
Oh, they are.
They got to get some vets.
Oh, the rumor that I'm hearing right now with Brooke Lopez.
If
Brooke Lopez messes around and leaves and goes to Houston.
That would be such a big pickup.
The East? Talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. But for right now, we'll stay in the West because this happened after we got off the air.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors are sending Jordan Poole, Ryan Rollins, and a second round pick and a protected first round pick to the Wizards for Chris Paul.
CP3. That's something I did not see coming whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
What I thought he was gonna go to the Clippers again.
I thought it was too. I thought for sure it was either the Clippers or the Lakers.
Yes. And then for him to go to Golden State, it's like, whoa. But you know, now I think it'll be better because now Steph doesn't have to be that much of a facilitator.
Right.
You know, if and when they are both on the court together. And I would say you got to bring him off the bench.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Because the Warriors were great with Steph on the court.
Mm-hmm.
I think off the court, their point differential was like minus like 14, something like that, minus 15, something like that.
Now you got somebody to run your offense for that second unit
mm-hmm.
and be, you know, respectable and reliable until it gets deep into the postseason.
Yeah. No, but they don't get past the second round with this team.
No, not at all.
They don't get past
not
the second round.
Not at all.
They'll do the exact same thing that they did this year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll face plant.
I think they got rid of Jordan Poole simply just to re-sign Draymond and re-signed Klay.
Yeah, because they needed to get rid of his contract, because I don't think the way that they, I feel like the way that they looked at it, it wasn't, you know, obviously, you know, the whole punch and everything was a factor. Uh-huh. But they're going to say it wasn't, but I say to some degree it was, I guess. But also, Jordan Poole just wasn't playing up to the level of a four-year, $120 mil contract or whatever.
Not at all. As soon as he got his bag, he looked different.
Yep.
He looked a lot different.
And that's one thing that we all should pay attention more as fans. You guys have to pay attention to when these guys get bags, bro.
And then their play afterwards.
Yes. Because some dudes elevate, some dudes deflate. You know, so I remember what I think it was 2019, 2020 year when I was playing fantasy basketball and somebody had got a bag. And I remember I was like, all right, I'm going to take this player because we're going to see how this player really works because he got a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually worked. So, you know, different guys, different circumstances. You know, I also have a feeling that they tried to make him too much of, you know, Steph Curry's understudy.
Yes. I don't think he wanted to be.
Mm-mm.
He wanted to be his own.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
You know, that's Steph Curry. That's Steph Curry. Like, I don't care, you know, if that's my teammate or not.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, that's Steph Curry. I can't be Steph Curry. No one on earth can be Steph Curry. Not even Steph Curry's son can be Steph Curry.
No, not at all. Nobody can.
You know what I mean?
Nobody can.
That's like saying, you know, is Bronny going to be the next LeBron? Is Bryce going to be the next LeBron? No, because there's only one LeBron. You know, so.
There's only one man child in that family, and that's LeBron.
Yeah.
You know? It's interesting.
No, yeah, it's interesting. The Wizards are—they're doing everything that they can to rebuild, and I feel like they're doing an excellent job at it.
I think they are, too.
Getting all the stuff that they've gotten back. You know, they got Tyus Jones now from the Grizzlies.
Big pickup.
Who's a huge pickup. He has more than rightly so earned a starting point guard spot in this league.
Absolutely.
You know, with Jordan Poole right there, right by his side, I think with these new guys coming in, I can see Kyle Kuzma. I don't know. I think Kyle Kuzma is probably going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to stay. But, you know, they have, you know, some picks, you know, a plethora of picks, especially second-round picks from the Suns. And, they got themselves, you know, they're resetting a young team, you know, in the East, you know, and those young teams in the East, if they could mess around and do it, they can mess around and, you know, fight themselves for a play-in spot.
They can fight for a play-in spot.
Yeah.
They really can. It's just about getting it done.
Yeah.
And everything coming together the right way.
Depending on who they have on their team and things of that nature. And I also like their draft pick. I think it's either Jaris Walker or Bilal Coulibaly. I hate when they do the trades and then they don't switch the teams on the logos or nothing like that. But I know they got one of them. If you don't know who Bilal Coulibaly is, he's the he was teammates with Victor over in France.
Okay.
And he's tough. So he went from, he had a growth spurt too. He went from being like 5'11 to like 6'6 within like a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's basically the reason why he got drafted first round. But yeah, no, even Victor said, I remember he tweeted or he said something. He said, I don't know who needs to hear it now, but, you know, Bilal is top five. You know, he wasn't top five, but he was in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So. You know, yeah. Dudes is good. But we got another trade that happened was John Collins to the Jazz for Rudy Gay and a second round pick. So the Hawks were finally able to unload John Collins 3 years, $78 million after they've been trying to unload him for like the past 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, they really have been. You can tell. Good pickup for Hawks, getting Rudy Gay, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Solid vet.
Good veteran.
Solid vet. Someone you know?
Give you good, you know.
Good minutes.
15 minutes off the bench.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But that was just, like you said, more about unloading,
it was more
that,
about
contract.
Unloading that contract and getting open.
Clearing some cap space. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, which they really need to do because that was very intriguing to me because, you know, if you watch the Hawks, if you ever got a chance to watch the Hawks, you know, they don't draw any plays up for John Collins. Everything more so for him is off of broken plays or if he just randomly gets the ball.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which kind of sucked, and it kind of put – and then it started putting, like, a bad reputation on him, saying that he was a bad teammate, this, that, and third. From what I heard, Kevin Huerter, he did a podcast interview with Zach Lowe on ESPN not too long ago. I think it was, like, last year. And he said, yeah, I don't understand where the – with the reputation where John Collins was a bad teammate. He's like, you know, he's a great teammate. He knows everybody, talks to everybody, this, that, and the third. So, yeah, no, I think, you know, especially when rumors come out, especially when you want to trade somebody, sometimes, you know, people just say stuff.
Start to say stuff, yes.
Yeah, no, I think in the right place, John Collins would be like Aaron Gordon.
I could see that. Solid, big defender that can, you know,
he can control the game. He can control the game, how athletic he is. He can control the paint, too, with how athletic he is. So he could be one of those where, you know, like I said, Aaron Gordon, where he's in that, you know, that fourth spot where he could play around in that short corner range, you know, in the dunker spot a little bit. You know, one of those players where, you know,
you're just dumping it off to the block. Exactly. And he could go up right then and there.
He's one of those where, you know, the defense has to focus on everybody else, but then they accidentally forget about him. But you never know. You never know.
To the Utah Jazz, though, they were like in the beginning of the season last year.
They was tough.
They was balling.
It was tough. I knew it wasn't going to last.
No. We were all looking at it like,
when is this going to last, though? When is this thing going to fall?
When is this going to end? Come on. All right, it was good while it lasted.
It was too good.
Yo, that's crazy.
It was up there in the top three, top four. I'm sitting there, I'm like,
Some ain't right. Jordan Clarkson? Some ain't right. It's a tough young squad, though.
I'm looking at Lauri Markkanen. Lauri Markkanen out here just dunking on people. Where'd you come from?
Exactly. I don't get it, man.
I don't know, but this week coming up, we have Summer League. Summer League is next week. We got the Sacramento Summer League, the Utah Summer League, and after that, we got the annual Vegas Summer League. I think that starts on July 7th. The other ones will be ranging from July 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, all the way to July 6th, because everybody convenes for the Vegas one. I know San Antonio if I'm not mistaken, they're supposed to be playing in the one in Cali, the one up in Sacramento. I don't believe Victor will be playing in that one, but from what I'm hearing, he could possibly be playing in a couple games in the Vegas one. So,
I'm going to look forward to.
I think right now we're all pretty much just waiting on that, just waiting on, you know, actually getting our eyes on him and seeing him in, you know, an NBA competition with guys, you know, who have played in the league already. And that's the same thing, we know Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson, everybody else. But yeah, no, obviously everyone's really interested to see what he's going to look like. His official listing is 7'3" and a half.
Disgusting.
With shoes on, it's obviously 7'5", so.
Disgusting.
Yeah, now, well.
He's a skyscraper.
Yeah.
We have a skyscraper in the NBA. Not like we never did before, though, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's the, second tallest player drafted to Yao Ming. I think Yao Ming was 7'4" at the time. But, that concludes our episode.
Good episode.
Pretty good episode.
Great episode.
Stay safe out there.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, of course.
As always.
We will talk to you guys next week when we, you know, hopefully have the names for those that will be suspended for those bets. And
stop betting out there, folks. It's not good for you.
And maybe we'll come back and we'll talk about, you know, what we might have seen in, you know, the Summer League, and also what's going to happen in free agency, because that will start, you know. By the time you hear this, it'll already start, and you'll probably hear some splashes. But, yeah, for us, it will be starting soon, so. Till then, be safe, much love, and later on.
Thank you.
Love, and later on.
Thank-